frying pan is probably what I've always said, but I think skillet is what I use now.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was a frying pan. And now I think I'd say get out the large skillet or the small skillet or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Can the skillet be made out of like the Teflon? Can it be one of those Teflon things?
That's a coating.
So that could be still be a skillet.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, by all of them are now. They got some kind of, some kind of ware. Not stoneware.
Some of my friends get on my case because I use Teflon pans, and they're like, you have to have an iron skillet, and I'm like,
well,
it's heavy.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a thinner. It's the same material. It's got a coating. Teflon is a coating, mm-hmm. which keeps the eggs from sticking.
Right.
Which is a wonderful.
It's wonderful for crepes.
Yeah. I don't know about crepes. That's good.
Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp that's made with a bottle and a rag for a wick and then mix some liquid fuel inside to burn?
For kerosene? I've never actually seen one, but I certainly know what you're talking about. You're talking about kerosene.
Uh-huh. But the name for the lamp, makeshift lamp, is called...
Oh, golly.
Do you have a name for that?
Not anything other than a lamp. You tell me what you think about it.
This is some rural... No, I don't know. This is some rural term. Flambeau or pine torch?
No.
Okay.
No way.
How about another kind of fuel that you burn in a lamp?
Butane? I don't know. Kerosene?
A liquid fuel?
Kerosene's liquid. Liquid fuel in a lamp. You're not going to burn gasoline. It'll explode.
There's something a little bit less volatile than gasoline. It also doesn't burn as... It's not as smelly as kerosene.
Well, I wasn't really raised in those times. Tell me what you think about it, and I'll tell you if I've heard it.
Well, when you take your car in to be serviced, you ask them to check the...
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, oil is... You call it lamp oil,
the,
right? I've seen it. You know, lamps are making a comeback.
Are they? You mean old style?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For their novelty value, you know, like lava lamps came back.
That's foreign to my way of thinking, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm. And there's something that you burn in a fireplace, well, you wouldn't burn it probably here, but it's black substance.
Coal?
Mm-hmm.
Those Easterners might do it.
Yeah. A bed that you make up on the floor is a...
A cot. A bed on the floor.
On the floor, yeah.
Just a pallet.
Yeah, that's a good word. How about a heavy bed cover? What would you call a heavy bed cover?
I call it my grandmother would say counterpane.
Mm-hmm.
A quilt. I might say quilt if it was a quilt type of bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
Bedspread is an overall terminology. It's a bedspread.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Uh-uh.
A sugan is a really heavy bed cover that they probably use in places like Colorado and Montana where it gets really cold.
Oh, no, I've never heard of it.
What would you put on a pillow to cover it?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And when the light goes out, you have to change the...
Bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on...
TV.
Or the long version of that is...
Television.
Mm-hmm. And to protect your clothes while you're grilling outside, you would wear...
I don't do it. I should. An apron.
Mm-hmm. you don't grill with an apron, huh? If it's cold outside, you want to wear your...
Jacket?
Something heavier.
Overcoat? You wear an overcoat with a suit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wear an overcoat with Levi's.
A heavy jacket would be called.
I'd probably go back. I think my dad would have called it a parka.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it's a...